Choosing the right swim cap is essential for cold water triathlon performance and safety, because the head is a major source of heat loss in cold water. The main argument is that cap choice should be based on water temperature, race duration, and personal cold tolerance, and that proper layering, fit, and maintenance are just as important as the cap itself. Water temperature is the key factor. USAT rules require wetsuits below 68 degrees F, and sprint distance swimming is prohibited below 51 degrees F. For performance, the recommendation is clear. Below 58 degrees F, use thermal swim caps plus additional cold water gear. From 58 to 65 degrees F, use neoprene swim caps. And from 65 to 76 degrees F, standard caps are usually sufficient. Race duration also matters, because cold adaptation takes time. The guidance is 30 to 45 minutes of exposure over at least 10 sessions. Longer swims require better insulation, especially since water conducts heat away from the body about 70 times faster than air. Personal cold tolerance varies by body composition, mass to surface area ratio, and prior cold exposure. Athletes with more insulation around the neck, arms, and thighs tend to retain heat better. For heat retention, the recommended strategy is double capping. A silicone cap as the base layer and a neoprene cap, at least 3 mm thick, as the outer layer. If neoprene is unavailable, 2 silicone caps can be used. The cap should work with other cold water gear, especially a well-fitted wetsuit, earplugs, and race-legal neoprene socks. Earplugs are highlighted because cold sensitivity in the ear canal can trigger a strong whole-body cold response. Pre-race preparation is also important. Swimmers should complete 2 or 3 cold water swims before race day, do a 10 to 15 minute warm-up, enter the water slowly, and splash cold water on the face to reduce the gasping reflex. Care and maintenance are critical because swim caps wear out quickly. After each use, rinse the cap with fresh cold water, turn it inside out, clean gently with fingertips, use mild soap if needed, and pat dry. Store caps in a cool, dry place away from sunlight. Powdering the inside can help absorb moisture and reduce bacteria. Remove hair clips and pins before use, avoid nails, and replace caps that show stretching, tears, or holes. Neoprene caps should be stored flat to avoid permanent creases. Common mistakes include using latex or lycra caps for cold water, choosing caps that are too large, leaving wet caps in bags, exposing caps to heat or direct sunlight, and storing neoprene folded. These errors reduce insulation, damage the material, and shorten cap life. The central takeaway is that neoprene caps are generally best for cold water triathlons, especially in the 58 to 65 degrees F range, while colder conditions call for a double cap system. A snug, comfortable fit with no air pockets is essential. Smart material selection, proper layering, careful preparation, and consistent maintenance help triathletes stay warmer, swim more comfortably, and reduce the risk of failing to finish in cold water.